Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Noise. I'm Shane Told. This is my co-host, Mike Howell. You can follow him on Instagram, at Slappy Slam. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, everybody. I am absolutely wonderful. We've had a really good week here over in Livonia, Michigan. Just kind of vibing. I mean, excited. We're back on Twitch.
Yeah, we're back on Twitch.
Makes me happy.
We're back on Twitch. I won't do the shout-outs again.
Oh, we already shouted them out.
We already shouted but everybody out. But
shout-outs exclusive on the Twitch stream. Come watch us live. Get the deets before Friday when the episode comes out.
That's right. That's right. And we were on the audio side only last week with some good ones. It's funny because we almost didn't do an episode. And then Mike remembered, oh, yeah. Oh, shit. There's all this stuff coming out.
Tons.
Our number one record was the new one from Arizona boys, pop punk, but mature pop punk these days.
Oh, yeah.
The Main. What do you think of the record?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was probably up there with Water Parks for my favorite pop punk release of the year so far. I absolutely adore this record.
Great record. I agree. It's very different from Water Parks in that it's not so eclectic and all over the place. Like, this is a very, like, this is a very professional, like, sounding. Not to say Water Parks isn't, but Water Parks is Water Parks. This was very much like a, just like, here's a record that's cohesive all the way through.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I don't know if I'm going to say it's the best, the Main record. Maybe I need to listen to it more. It might be one of those records that's going to grow with, you know, grow over with time, which is fine. But what a band. So much talent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this record was absolutely phenomenal, front to back. Very easy to just kind of... Normally, I don't have the repeat button on Spotify. I'll listen to an album, and then when it's done, I pick something else. Very easy to actually click that button after the first listen or two, and I'm just like, hey, this is what I'm listening to. Just let it roll, baby.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I love every song. All the singles fit in really well with the rest of the album.
Agree.
It's just... awesome. So
I totally agree. What else did you check out from last week?
Oh, you know we're going to talk about that new Buried Alive record.
This band is unbelievable.
It is buck wild. This is one of my album of the year contenders now because I'm just like, I've heard most of the songs before because they were released a lot of singles, but everything about this was just buck wild. The songwriting was unique and fresh and each song kind of stands out on its own as a single, but the record as a whole has a very cohesive feel to it still. There's nothing kind of repeated between songs. I mean, the most that you get maybe is they use the same guitar tone on a couple of tracks, but everything else, the writing style is different. The way that they're playing their instruments is just absolutely phenomenal and unique on every track. And overall, the themes of the record are just super fun and super real for kind of doing a DIY project. And I can tell that like a lot of that is about being a really DIY band.
Yeah. I mean, the band has a DIY vibe for sure. But then at the same time, there's a talent is on a whole other level from other, you know, indie independent self-released stuff. Like this doesn't feel like that at all. I could see this getting really, really big. Maybe they don't want it to, but I think
I'm
it's
cool
happening. I think that this is going to be the release that puts them over the top, and everyone's going to be talking about Buried Alive. That's Barry like a raspberry, Buried Alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. What other records? Any other records?
I want to talk about the new Victims release, too. Obviously, Victims, No Vowels. Volume 4, Numb the Ache, their newest release. I was absolutely blown away by this. I kind of knew from the singles that I was really going to get into this band with this release. They kind of found their groove is what I said. And holy shit, I love this record. It is just amazing. It's emotional. It's gripping. And I feel like they conveyed exactly what they wanted to through this record and how they've been feeling when they were writing, most likely during the pandemic. I'm not 100% sure, but it's just so good. And I can't, it's another one of those records. There's three records this week that I just can't get enough of, and I keep spinning.
Yeah, well, this band has been a little bit under the radar. In fact, I just heard of them. This is Victims with No Vowels, for people that don't know. And yeah, I just heard about this band, so I'm a new Victims fan, and I'm just getting into it now. And here I am with this release being the first one I've heard. And I'm probably not alone. Like, I'm sure that, a lot of people are in that boat now. Yeah. And they're going to hear this band for the first time. They're like, what? Volume 4? What? Well, this is amazing. And yeah, I think this record is phenomenal as well. I love the kind of duality between their heavy side and some of their melodic bits. It really, it both 100%. Are great, but both work really well together in a cool way. And yeah, it's another really great pick.
Yeah, absolutely loved it. Honestly, going back, all three of those could have been number one.
Yep, absolutely. A couple singles, if you don't mind. The big reveal last week that we closed our episode with was the information that Einstein Kills is coming back with the Silver Scream
2. Hip to be scared.
Yeah, Hip to be Scared. This single, personally, I think it's a great introduction to the new campaign, if you will.
Yep. I love how meta it got. Like, instead of having a breakdown, it got 80s synth. It was very movies inspired. It didn't feel like it was misplaced in the song. And they even kind of like joke about their old, like their old material too, where they're like, I think their first few records were a little too scene for me. Like, as an old Einstein Kills fan, I absolutely love that, because I do see where, like, yeah, their older material, it's kind of dated. It's a bit seen. It's really got that vibe that, like, okay, yeah, this was, like, 2010 to 2015. But I think they did a killer job. No pun intended, but there is one. And I think what they're doing with the merch releases is really cool. There's, like, exhibits, and each song is going to have new segments of merch released. Like, they only released the cassette pre-orders. And I'm hoping the next one is the vinyl pre-orders, because I really want to get those locked in.
Right.
Who knows? I think they're releasing a new single every month on the 9th. So we have that to look forward to. I'm really excited. They didn't reveal any of the other song titles. They revealed some features, which one of those we're really interested in, because they have George Corpse Grinder Fisher from Cannibal Corpse.
Oh, nice.
Our bro featuring on a track. Crazy. I'm super excited for that. All the song titles were crossed out. You can kind of read some of them or some words. One of the songs is called The Box. So I'm really hoping that's like Hellraiser. That would be pretty sick. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Might even be Weird. It might be Seven. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited for this record. I think it's going to be the icing on the cake coming later in the year. And I think these guys are just really untouchable with what they're
doing. Yeah, I mean, they're doing something that really no one else is doing. It's just, the song is so theatrical, still has a really great chorus. Yeah, I personally love that they did the super weird breakdown 80s thing with the talking bit. Like, I think that that's cool. I could see some of their fans being like rolling their eyes a little bit, but I like that they're just going full, both feet in the water again. With this concept, because that's the band they are. So, they, you know,
really
so good
is.
For them. So, yeah, that was really interesting. Single. Sorry, I'll let you finish. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, I was going to say the other single I wanted to talk about specifically. This new Don Broco single. I thought the first one was good. This one is possibly the best song Don Broco has ever released.
Do you really feel that way? I mean, I think Don Broco is a great band, and maybe I shouldn't have watched the video. I watched the video because their videos are great.
I love the video.
I thought I like the video's fine. I think like maybe they have other videos that are maybe better. But
I'm hoping so.
No, I mean, they're back and I'm happy because I love Don Broco.
Yeah. I love the song. I mean, I think it's a great like get up and slam kind of jam. Like, I don't know. It's fun. It's energetic. It's exactly what I want from Don Broco. The lyrics don't really make sense, but I don't kind of have to. Especially with Don Broco. It just works.
Absolutely. Yeah, and somebody in the chat is talking about Under Oath. Under Oath released a new song. Was it just today, I think? We're on Wednesday.
Today.
And, you know, I absolutely loved the last Under Oath album, Erase Me. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I think, I don't want to say didn't like it, because that's not fair to say, but I think people were expecting maybe the old Under Oath sound to come back after the hiatus, and it didn't. Yeah. Well, this new Under Oath track, it's a little more like their old stuff. It's very heavy, very aggressive. Yeah. I really enjoyed it today.
Yeah, I really liked Erase Me when it first came out. It didn't really have a lot of staying power with me. I still go and put it on once in a while. But if I'm listening to Under Oath, I'm putting on their Only Chase and Safety. That's my favorite album by them.
Me too.
Erase Me's got a good feel, though. It really kind of added some diversity to their set list, I think, and they can pull some of those slower songs and just do something a little bit different, add some more variety.
Well, we'll absolutely see what happens with this Under Oath record. You know, I mean, I think even the last one, the first single they released was maybe like On My Teeth or something, like one of the more heavy songs.
Yeah.
And then they had other, you know, softer ones in the record. And personally, I'm hoping that they do have some stuff that's in the vein of Erase Me, because I really did like that record. I hate it. I think it's one of the best Under Oath songs ever released. But I mean, for me, Under Oath, they're a can't miss band. Everything that they've done. And they're back, and here we go. I'm just so happy they're a band again.
For sure, same here. Is there any other singles from last week you want to talk about?
No, I'm good. I'm good with that. I think that's kind of mostly what I was diving into.
There's one other thing I wanted. Let me look here. Oh, it was the new Creeper single. I really like that.
I didn't even know there was a new Creeper single. They're one of my favorite bands. There's a new Creeper single.
Is the second one from their American Dream EP or whatever they're calling it. I can't remember exactly.
Well, I better get the fuck on that, huh?
Hell yeah. Super good.
All right, cool. All right, well, let's dive into that top five list for this week.
That top five list.
Let's go.
Let's rock and roll. Number five.
Number five. Well, I'm ready. Give it to me. Ba-dum.
All right, number five. We're coming in with a super group coming out of Massachusetts. Ooh. Their new album, Songs of Loss and Separation, we've got Times of Grace.
Times of Grace. Now,
for those who don't know about Times of Grace formed in the early 2010s. I want to say 2011, 2012. It's a couple members of Killswitch Engage, most notably Jesse Leach, the vocalist, as well as some members from Shadows Fall when they broke up. So if you are looking for that classic early 2000s metalcore sound, Killswitch, Old As I Lay Dying, Shadows Fall, obviously, Bold All That Remains, this is right up that alley, and it's really good stuff. They've put out three singles so far, and I absolutely love them.
Yeah, absolutely. Great pick at number five, Times of Grace. It's interesting. Mike sent me the little playlist to get ready for this, and it was the first track on there. And for some reason, I was mixing Times of Grace up with some other Grace band. I'm not sure which one. And then I listened to it. It was not 3 Days Grace. Moments of Grace, is that a band? And I was listening to them and I'm like, I don't remember this band sounding exactly like Killswitch Engage. And then I remembered, oh yes, there was that other Killswitch Engage side project. So it's fair to say that if you like Killswitch Engage, if you like maybe their old metalcore stuff, obviously it's Jesse, it's not Howard. But you're gonna love this. This is good stuff, man. This is a lot different from some of the more radio rock stuff that Killswitch is doing currently. And it, like you said, it does sound very 10 years ago, in a good way.
Yeah, in a really good way. I mean, I like when we get to these kind of points where about 10 years, 15 years out from a fad. And we start getting the kind of like revival bands or the super groups like this, where they're like, hey, we want to go back and do kind of our old stuff. And it's really refreshing when you get kind of like that time taken away from the sound and you get back into it. Another single from last week that we didn't talk about, the Trivium single, they're kind of going back to their old sound and they're more metalcore again. I am 100% here for it. I really miss that sound when it's done well. And these bands are starting to do it well again. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. There it is. Times of Grace at number five, a super group coming back. And yeah, man, I think this is really, there was going to be the result of time away, people not being able to go on the road, people bored, people starting up their side projects again. And here's the result of one. So very cool. All right.
Somebody in the chat says they thought I was going to say Drugs were back together. Drugs are drugs. Back together. Not all the original members.
Drugs are back.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's go on.
Number four. Number four is our smaller band for the week. Really cool project that I found recently coming out of New Jersey. This band is called Cognitive. There you've got their new album, Malevolent Thoughts of a Hastened Extinction.
Oh.
And cool album okay. title. Kind of relevant, climate change, all that fun okay. stuff. But these guys are super heavy deathcore / slamming death metal / whatever you kind of want to fit in that. They're really heavy. I've heard this album. They actually released it early today.
Oh, yeah.
I forget. I think it was Revolver or someplace like that. They were actually able to get an exclusive premiere on. So you can go check that out. The record is super, super fun. It's heavy all the way through. It knows when to take its foot off the gas, and it knows when to slam it to the floor, which is something that's kind of hard to do, especially for smaller bands releasing some of their first records. If you like bands kind of like Alter Beast or Inanimate Existence, or I know we've talked about Abiotic here quite yep. a bit. If you really like them, they're similar. I absolutely love it. They've got some really cool imagery between the album artworks and vinyl variants that they picked and all the merch items, as well as kind of like lyrically. I think that they're painting a pretty good picture compared to some other deathcore bands with what they're doing. And I am really here for this band, and I hope that this album kind of brings them out and puts them on some tours and gets them around
yeah,
the country.
Yeah, I like this band too. I think this the first thing that stands out when you hear this band is just the drummer. The drummer is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Insane.
Just really, really technical, really, really fast, but I don't know, not like in a still playing to the song.
Not in an overbearing
yeah, still
way.
Playing to the song while still being very interesting. So I really enjoyed mm-hmm. that and I haven't heard the record yet. I've only heard only two singles they released, but yeah, no, this I think this band really has it. They're again 3,800 monthly listeners on Spotify, so you're getting in on the ground floor because
Rookie
you're
card.
About to hear about this band a lot. I think they're going to be a lot of metal tours, probably the opening for a little while and headlining before not too long. So Cognitive, great pick at number four if you're into any sort of extreme technical death metal, you know, very fast, yeah. a lot of blast beat death metal. You're gonna like it.
Good stuff. Love it. Can't yeah. wait. Well, I don't have to wait. I already heard it. You don't have to wait.
All right.
Well, after the
stream. I
have
a feeling with number three, maybe we're gonna switch gears a little bit. What do you think, Mike?
I think that we're going to switch gears quite a bit. Quite a bit. So coming in at number three, we've got the new. They're calling it a mixtape. It's an album. It's called Seize the Power from Yunaka. I've been kind of hyping up Yunaka recently. They're kind of a popular band, oddly, because, I mean, I've never heard of them in the States here. You don't hear them mentioned very often, but I think they're very popular in the UK. This band's kind of dark pop / alternative is the way that they describe themselves. I think that fits very well with kind of that description. This band is really, really interesting to me because all four of the singles have just been super, super yeah. different. They've got this really cool first one, the title track called Seize the Power. It's just this absolutely kind of like slamming anthem, very in your face, like should be a wrestling song almost, like kind of vibes that I love. And then they've got kind of more anthemic songs like Call Me a Saint and Raise Your Glass and Ordinary. And they're just really good about changing up their sound with all these different songs, and I'm excited to hear what the rest of the album has yeah. because this is a newer band for me, and I'm just generally really excited by what they're putting
yeah out. I agree with everything you said. Obviously this band is very, very popular in the UK. They're playing Reading Festival, for example. You know, they got a million monthly listeners on Spotify with the new record about to drop, and yeah, I mean, right away, this sounds super polished. This sounds super professional. Mm-hmm. This sounds like something that is going to make waves. Like, you can just tell it's got that attitude. But I agree with you. It is very hard for me to classify it. Like, if I'm listening to it, I'm trying yeah. to think, what does this sound like? I almost don't have an answer mm-hmm. at all, because everything is very different. Female fronted, great vocalist.
Yep.
got some attitude, you know, in a punk way, but then it's also sort of dancey, poppy. It's very tough to.
I really want to say, it's if you really liked that Half-Lives EP from a few weeks ago, you're really gonna like this too. I think it's very similar vibe.
Yeah, I think that's a good comparison. And then it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with this band. I think they're gonna explode.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I hope
so. And I mean,
I want to see them headlining some fests out here.
Yep.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. Shout out to Mr. Young Gun in the chat on Twitch. Young Gun, yeah. Great to see you. We left. He never left. He's been here the whole time. Follow Young Gun. He's
the man. Playing some tunes.
And maybe in a little while, I might be hanging out with him on his stream. So make sure you follow him.
He already streamed today. I was there during work. Unless he's got a late night stream planned. I don't know.
You know, not today. We're going to be doing something. Me and Young Gun, because he's my buddy. All right. Now it's number three, Yonaka. You're not going to believe how good that band is. All right. We got two more. Here is number two.
Number two, the boys are back. Coming out of Cairns, Australia. We've got A Night in Texas. Year of Deathcore.
Yeah, baby.
We've got two Deathcore releases this week. This is something that I don't normally do. But since this band has been gone for so many years, I am really excited about getting a double album.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
A lot of material going to be here. I don't know the runtime. I'm assuming about an hour and a half. These are kind of some OG deathcore boys, though, if you've been listening to the genre for a long time. I don't think they've been active since like 2013 to 2015, that time period. But they've inspired a lot of the newer bands that you've heard, bands like Shadow of Intent, Signs of the Swarm, even bands like Angel Maker. A lot of these bands have been taking influences from Night in Texas. They are super heavy. I wouldn't say as technical as a band like Cognitive,
right?
But they are just absolutely brutal in all the right ways that just make you happy.
Yeah, man. This band's great. One thing that I think sets this band apart is their production is so good. Like they are doing, I will say they are very technical and they are very fast and they do have a lot of crazy parts, but you can always hear it. You know, I always find when I'm listening, I'm always like, okay, I know what they're doing. I know what they're trying to, like when the rhythms change and stuff, it's like, okay, I'm like following it. It's easy to understand and hear. Yeah. And I find sometimes with, I mean, any extreme metal, but like especially when you're talking about deathcore or death metal, the production can be make or break on the record just for trying to convey what the music is doing.
100% can.
And this band does an absolutely amazing job of that. It's enjoyable to listen to for that reason. But yeah, I'm with you, man. This band is one of the best at what they do.
Yeah, and I'm just so excited that they're back. It's been kind of a long time coming. They were one of my favorite bands in college and coming out of college. So I'm really excited that they're just making music again because, damn, they are so impressive.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a double album. That is...
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I probably wish it wasn't because I don't know if I can get through it to album like a double album of deathcore.
Well, that's why it's two. You can split it up.
It's not for the faint of heart, and I am the faint of heart.
Yeah. Album titles, The Dual Dichotomy 2, which I think if you're going to release a double album, don't do the cheesy thing that everybody does where it's like, oh, yeah, this is the hell record and this is the heaven record. Just call it something ominous like that where it's like the dual dichotomy.
Right.
A, dichotomy, phenomenal word, underutilized. And B, it's ominous. What's the dichotomy between? I don't know. I've got to listen and analyze both of the records individually now and see what it really is and kind of pick up what you're putting down, which I really like.
Well, or maybe the first record is like your regular deathcore, you know, brutal record, and maybe disc two is, I don't know, ska?
Weird.
Ska core? Ska? Something like that. Maybe they're just totally
reggae.
I don't know. Maybe they're just going to switch it up for the other one. I don't know.
Both albums are going to be blistering, and that's just a fact. It's what these boys do. They're not going to change that.
All right. There it is, A Night in Texas, and that is number two. Now, we've been gone for a little while, quite a while actually, but we do have a great sponsor that's been sticking with us the whole time. They're called Rockabilia. Right at the top of your screen, you can see it over there. Over there, I can't point. Over there somewhere. They make the best band merch. Get anything you want. They have over 500,000 unique items. And Mike looks like he's trying to pull something out. He got at Rockabilia.
Yeah, I got some patches. I got a good Charlotte patch.
Oh yeah,
patch.
Nice.
Got Half-style, the Interrupters. And I got Aborted.
Aborted. Okay, that's like I was trying to do the thing like
for three pretty different ones. I couldn't find the Billie Eilish. Just see. This is my project bag. I'm working on a new patch or a new vest. So there's the Billie Eilish one.
Oh,
hell nice. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, so they got lots of patches over at rockabilia.com and a whole bunch of stuff. And if you use promo code Shane, S-H-A-N-E, that's my name, you'll get 10% off. They're already low prices. Rockabilia.com.
I used it.
Mike used it. That's the
slogan. I can use it.
That's the
you
slogan.
Can use it. It's easy.
That's the slogan. Everyone's put look, Ninja Shark throwing it up there. Thank you, buddy. Shout out to our moderator, the Ninja Shark, the homie. Nice to see you again, man. It's good to be back. All right. Well, we're back, and we're going to get into that number one most anticipated album of the week. I can't wait.
I'm so excited for this record, and I don't think anybody besides you or me is, because this is a Buck Wild pick, and we've been talking about this band a lot. I don't know how many people have checked it out from our stream. Because it's kind of extreme, it's kind of weird, and it's kind of ridiculous.
Yes.
So this is the new project, Wizard Throne. And it is kind of death metal, power metal combo, weird, goofy shit, supergroup. Weakest supergroups, I guess.
Yeah.
But anybody who doesn't remember, we've got... I don't have their actual names. I have their wizard names because I felt like that would be more fun.
It is more fun.
But we have Morbistopheles Jones on vocals and bass, originally from Aether Realm. We've got Archistrategos Barber from Gloryhammer and Death Code Society. We've got Zavicolus Bell from Forlorn Citadel. Hyperiax Bose from Hailstorm doing the synthesizers. And Wizard Throne Brown from Necrogoblicon and Vale of Panath doing the drumming. This band is absolutely incredible in every way. It is the perfect meld of death metal and power metal that I want. It is super fun. The production is insane. The first band that I think of when I hear this band, as far as sound-wise, is Winter Sun, which I think is one of the best bands to ever make metal. And that's a kind of scary thought because of how ridiculous the concept of this band is. But I'm absolutely in love with the sound. I'm in love with the made up words and the ridiculousness of it. I think that this is just a super solid project. I think this album's going to rip all the way through, and I can't wait to hear
it. And that's important to note. There's members of Aelstorm and Necrogoblicon in here. There's a very, very much a level of not serious to it.
Yeah.
And they've released 3 songs so far, I believe, right? And I was expecting this to be a lot more Aelstorm and a lot less, let's just say, Cradle of Filth. It's remarkably sort of serious. Like, you don't hear the jokiness of it or of the image.
It's in there.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I have to, like, read the lyrics or something. But I was impressed that the music is pretty serious. And who knows if that's going to change. Maybe they're bringing out the singles... more of the serious songs, but for me I got a very like Midian era Cradle of Filth vibe. Midian's probably my favorite Cradle of Filth record, and that was what I was hearing, you know, that fast but with a lot of synthesizers and kind of ominous vocals and stuff.
Very good. It's very dark, more like necromancer wizard than like, oh, happy, I'm going to do some tricks, Gandalf wizard. Like, this is the kind of stuff you walk into their castle. It's very gothic. There's candles everywhere. It smells musty. There's spider webs. You think that something is going to pop out of that chest or drawer and eat your leg. It is very atmospheric. And when I'm listening to that, I really feel that, which is something that a lot of power metal bands do struggle to do because it's hard to be so theatrical and kind of convey setting and mood and place within music without videos and things like that. And they do it very, very well.
Absolutely. Wizard Throne taking the number one slot. Yes. Someone's asking in the chat, is there a such thing as wizard metal? Where should I start?
Wizard Throne.
Well, there is now, and start right here. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I mean, Wizard Throne's kind of like the only specifically wizard metal that's going on right now. There's a lot of other like wizardy things. Like you've got Blind Guardian, which is Tolkien inspired. You've got Halloween, which we talked about a few weeks ago. You've got Edguy. Sure. You've got Rhapsody of Fire. There's tons of power metal bands. Sure. I absolutely love power metal. I have a playlist that I just call Power Metal. And if anybody wants it, just message me on Instagram and I'll send you the link because it's beautiful and it's a great way to introduce yourself to a genre that I think is really underappreciated in younger generations of metalheads and alternative music listeners.
There we go. Mike is a living metal encyclopedia.
I am.
That's right.
It's kind of scary, even to myself sometimes. Agreed. So don't worry. Agreed. It's freaky.
All right. Well, that's our top five.
Top five.
Now we're going to get into the...
You want to do a recap?
Oh, yeah. Recap. I like a recap. Let's do a recap first before we get to the honorable mentions. Number five.
So number five, we're coming in with the new album, Songs of Loss and Separation by Times of Grace.
There you go. Very emo... title. That's kind of what they do, though.
It reminds me of Between the Sound and Separation.
Yeah.
Like, that's Under Oath, right?
Yeah, which Adam D. might have recorded, actually. But maybe it was Matt Goldman. I don't know. Now it's number five, Times of Grace. Number four.
Number four, we've got the new album, Malevolent Thoughts of a Hastened Extinction by Cognitive.
Another wordy title. Banger. Very good. Yes. Very good band. Check them out if you like crazy technical metal. Number three.
Number three, we've got Seize the Power from Yonaka.
There you go. You're not going to believe how good this record is.
I
had to do it again. It was too good the first time. Number two.
No, it wasn't. Number two, we've got the double LP, The Divine Dichotomy by A Night in Texas.
If you couldn't get through one, you definitely can't get through two. There it is.
Yep. I'll get through two.
I really like this band. And the number one album of the week is...
Hypercube Necrodimensions from our boys in Wizard Throne coming to take over whatever the hell
we're
going to
see. We're going to see. I just can't wait to see this band live. Ultimately, that's going to be the whole point, I think.
Honestly, I would love for Ailstorm headliner or Wizard Throne headliner with Ailstorm, Necrogoblicon, and Aether Realm playing because I think all three of those bands are insanely talented. And Wizard Throne is just great, too. So,
all right. There it is. There's our top five list. Now we're going to get into the honorable mentions.
So we already talked about one.
I know it's just the honorable mentions, but sometimes this is the best part of the show.
I mean, I think it is. You've got different kinds of people, right? Because you got like me. I absolutely love and adore albums, right? But some of my favorite times of the week are also listening to all the new singles that came out. And I know there's some people that, hey, I just really like listening to singles, and that's kind of exciting, seeing what comes out on Friday, too. So, I feel it. Either way, you're good. But albums are cooler. We already talked about one. We got Under Oath, new single. Absolutely awesome. Ripper, banger, here to rage.
They're back again.
And speaking of rage, we have a new single from our favorite party boy, Andrew W.K.
Yes.
I love Andrew W.K. I think he's incredibly talented with everything that he does. His new single is pretty good. Can't wait to see how it fits in the album. I think that Andrew W.K. is one of the coolest dudes in music right now. Just straight up fine gentleman.
I have heard some great things about AWK and his new record. So let's go.
Hell yeah. I don't know where I want to go. Let's get weird. I'm going to talk about an album. There's a new album from Power Wolf. They're a power metal band. They're super cool. Check that out. I'm just going to touch on that quickly because I like it. Next up, I saw some people in the chat talking about this, so we're just going to bring it up, give the people what they want, right? There is a new Memphis Mayfire single, second single from the boys. I've heard it. It is another heavy single. Gives me good vibes for the album. I know they've, as far as their fans are concerned, have had a couple of misses lately, going the alternative rock route and things along those lines. I'm happy that these guys are coming back to this sound. I'm also happy that they kind of made the music that was making them happy at the time with the last records. It wasn't for me. I really like these singles from an instrumental point of view. I love Maddie's voice. Lyrics, a little bit gimmicky for me, so I just kind of don't pay attention to them that much. But I think these singles are really, really fun and good windows down, blast out your car kind of metal.
What are you driving when you're listening to Memphis Mayfire? Well, what kind of vehicle would you be driving with your windows down while listening to Memphis Mayfire? That's my question for you.
I don't know. If I had my choice, I mean, I think the perfect like metalcore car is probably like a Nissan 350Z or something like that. Something a little tunery, a little ricey. I don't know why, but that's just like a metalcore kid car for me. Like, it just seems like the ultimate
scene. I don't agree. Nissan? Like a little Nissan like two-seat sports car? No. Well, my grandfather had a Nissan 240SX when I was a kid. I don't know why he bought that. He was like 80. I think it was like a weird... He traded his truck and got that car. But no, I'll just let you... let's just move on. I have nothing.
Oh, next up, we've got a new single from Churches. I really like this project. They're one of the bands that's doing pop right in my book. And they're making some really, really interesting songs with really, really catchy hooks. And I'm really excited for this new single. I think it's out. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it yet. But if it's Churches, it's normally pretty good. So I'm here.
Okay.
Next up, we're going to talk about some deathcore. We've got a new single from a band, Carcosa. They are one of the new up-and-coming deathcore bands coming out of Australia. These guys absolutely rip. They are brutal. Everybody, they're kind of blowing up right now. They're starting to get viewership from a bunch of big names. I know Nick Nocturnal did a react, and he's like, this is stupid heavy. A bunch of stuff like that. These guys are absolutely incredible. Just blistering deathcore. It's like the entire song is a breakdown, so you don't know when the actual breakdown is going to come, but when it does, you're just like, jaw drops. It's good. Good.
All right.
Next up, we got a new single and album announcement from Turnstile.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yay. We just talked about Turnstile. Some of the songs from that EP are on this album. So I'm kind of indifferent, kind of excited to see that, kind of not. It means that we already have like four singles from this album, and it's not coming out until August. But it is Turnstile, and they're always consistently really good, so I'm really excited for this record. New single is fun. I don't really know what this band is anymore. They're kind of hard to define, just besides good music.
Yeah, well, I mean, this EP just came out, and now this is happening. Like, it's a bit confusing to know what's kind of happening, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But okay.
I don't know either.
But yeah, I dig them. I love this EP, so I'm here for it.
Next up, I want to talk about some EDM. So I've got two EDM tracks this week. First one I want to talk about is really cool. One of our favorite Canadian artists, Lights, is doing a song where she's featuring on the new DEADMAU5 single, which DEADMAU5, very, very popular EDM artist. Lights, very, very popular vocalist, kind of tied to our scene through Bo Boken of Bless the Fall. And both of them, very incredible. I don't think either of them have missed musically. And I'm really excited to hear this new song. They've collaborated before, and it's an absolute banger. So I'm excited for this one, too.
Absolutely. Well, don't forget DEADMAU5 is also Canadian, okay? We have to hang on to everyone. If ask every a Canadian who's Canadian, we know them all. We know the whole list.
All of them?
Yeah, we know all of them. That's right.
We know every single one.
So, yes. No, very, very cool collaboration. Lights is... Yeah, I mean, she's She was a staple of the scene for a little while. Obviously now outgrew it a little bit, but she's still a part of it.
Still does tons of cool
and
stuff.
And Deadmau5 too, you know, I think there's some crossover there as well. So yeah, this is awesome. I'm stoked for it.
Hell yeah. Next up, the second electronic song that I want to speak about this week. We have a new single from Attack Attack.
Oh.
Yeah. It is all electronic. And honestly, I think this is the best of the singles so far.
Yeah.
I like this song a lot.
I mean, this band, it's not the same band anymore at all. And no. People are a little bit confused. We were... Maybe if we could just separate it from what it was, maybe that's a better way to enjoy it. I'm not sure. Regardless, it's out there. Check it out if you're looking for something different. That they're different. It's different.
Yeah, I really liked it. They said they're putting out an EP this year, so we'll see what that whole kind of amalgamation of songs sounds like. I think it's going to be very different, but I don't know. I'm starting to have faith restored with the last single that they put out. It was pretty good. Wasn't amazing. This electronic song, I really like the production on it, and I think that the hook is good. So I'm starting to get more interest in the band again.
Yeah.
Next up. Fuck it. We're going to talk about one of my favorite bands. This one I don't know about.
Okay.
Because this band has been cryptic. They have been posting puzzles, numbers. I don't know if Friday is going to be an album announcement. I don't know if it's going to be a single. I don't know if it's going to be a single and album announcement. Either way, whenever Imminence is doing something,
yes.
I am very excited about it. Oh, sorry, I had to crack my neck there.
Okay.
I absolutely love Imminence. I think that these guys are incredible. They're probably the best kind of like orchestral core band out there right now. Just absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal songwriting. These guys are top tier.
Absolutely. And just to interrupt you for a second, someone in the chat is asking, why are we not talking about We Came as Romans? Are you getting to that?
I was saving that for last, but okay, fine. Talk about We Came as Romans.
People are getting mad. Like, Jay
right.
Shelley, we know. Mike is from Michigan. So,
yeah.
People are getting angry. They're getting restless.
Okay. You know what? This is how we'll lead into this. Imminence, really good up and coming band, never missed. You know a band that's been around forever that's never missed either? We Came as Romans. They're putting out a new single. I've heard it 20 times today. I freaking love it. They've said that there's something a little bit off with the mix. Apparently the final master, there were some late mastering changes that didn't go through to upload to the Spotify. So there's going to be a new version of the song.
Oh.
They're just kind of going to replace and hide the old one. So the mix will be different. I don't know what they're changing.
Interesting.
But I absolutely love this song. I absolutely love We Came as Romans. I've been seeing We Came as Romans since I was in high school. Like, they are from right around where I'm from. Probably maybe an hour away. But close enough that, like, as a young kid into metalcore, you can go see them live. I've seen We Came as Romans in like 100 cap venues. Like, this is my hometown heroes, one of my favorite bands ever. My first patch vest, there's a huge back patch on the back. I love We Came as Romans to death. They have never missed. Even their self-titled alternative record that everybody hates and wants to ignore, I think it's beautiful. And this new song is super, super good. It's different. The songwriting's incredible. Have you heard it, Shane?
No, I. It came out today, right? Yeah, no,
yeah.
I haven't.
We'll talk about
it next week. We'll talk about it next week. I haven't had a chance to listen to it today. But, yeah. Yeah, man. I can't say it any better than that.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely
obviously, We Came as Romans has been through a lot with their singer, Kyle Pavone, passing away a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have the band, you know, back and doing it again. And obviously, I'm sure it's a huge undertaking for them, you know, to do this, another full-length record. So,
and I don't know if Dave's been going through vocal training or what he's doing, but he sounds absolutely incredible and better and better with every single and thing that they're doing without Kyle, which really saddens me to say, because every song that I hear, I still get a little tear-eyed and I say, man, I would have loved to hear what Kyle would have done on this.
For sure. But, I mean, Dave has gotten better with every release. And I know Dave very well, and he's the kind of dude, he steps it up when he needs to for him, for the other members of the band, for the fans. He's there. That's him. That's his personality. So I'm not surprised at all.
I really feel, and I'm going to throw this name out there, I feel like Dave is stepping into kind of like a Sam Carter role, where he's kind of really finding his own voice and style for Cleans as well as his screams. And he's starting to become kind of prolific and just one of the best in the business. He's always been one of the best screamers, but he's starting to become one of the best, most well-rounded vocalists, I think.
No, I mean, you bring up Sam Carter. I mean, even Ollie Sykes. I mean, Ollie Sykes, no one really knew he could sing, or maybe he couldn't. And I don't know what the record Septernal, or maybe not even until the one after that, really. I absolutely agree with you, and it's good to see. So there we go. Okay, we talked about Weak Tar. Are you happy?
Are you happy now? All right, since we're talking about Michigan bands, I'm just going to keep it in Michigan because I am whelmed by where I grew up. Next single, we've got a new single from one of my favorite local bands, recently got signed to Solid State, Spirit Breaker. I absolutely love these guys. Super technical metalcore. If you like Silent Planet, you'll like Spirit Breaker. Sorry to break it to you. It's just what it is. Very similar bands, very similar emotional structure. Love the boys. New single. Can't wait for it. I think it's called Flostrus. I don't know. Check it out on Friday. Next up, let's just talk about another smaller band. This was one of the first bands that we talked about on New Noise, and they've got a new single. Cool. It's coming full circle. You remember a little band out of New York called C'est Fossé?
I do.
Yeah.
And we were really debating on how we actually say it.
C'est Fossé live on the show.
Yeah, we weren't sure. C'est Fossé, yes. I remember this band. They're great.
I put it in the chat so you can read it. If you're listening, it's S'EFFORCER. Super cool metalcore band. I absolutely love these guys. They are writing some really solid jams, and I'm absolutely stoked on what they're doing.
Yeah, real cool.
Let's move to some different stuff. Let's pick this one. There's a new band that I'm really excited for called Foxera, F-O-X-E-R-A. I'm really, really stoked on this, because for people who don't know, one of my favorite bands from the early 2010s, around 2015 time period, was Micah Relocate. And this is the vocalist of Micah Relocate's new project. Very excited to hear what this sounds like. I hope they stay with progressive metalcore. If they don't, they don't. Either way, cool. But love this. Really excited for this project. Next up, let's talk about Spanish Love Songs.
Oh, yeah, great band.
Love Spanish Love Songs. They dropped two singles. I don't know if these are new singles, standalone singles, B-sides from the album. Who knows? They're both bangers. Well, they're not bangers. They're not going to be like, yeah, Spanish Love Songs, let's go. You're going to be a sad boy, but you're going to be listening to some really good music while you're a sad boy. So.
Yeah, this band has kind of gotten out of the sort of, you know, underground Fat Records punk scene, and they've moved on, on Pure Noise Records now, and they're doing some really cool stuff, and it's really great to see them kind of hitting their stride. So really, really happy about this as well, Mike. Great pick.
Hell yeah. Next up, let's get a little weird again. Sabaton has a new single coming out. They're kind of like power metal, but based off of like historical war events. Super cool. Everything that they do is super researched and very truthful, very accurate to historical events that actually happened. It's really, really cool. All of their songs have a story, and the music videos go along with it. Very excited for this. I love that project. Everything just awesome now.
Okay.
Let's go around the world. We got two new singles from Crystal Lake.
Yep.
I love Crystal Lake. Probably one of the best, if not the best, metalcore bands out of Japan right now. Super heavy. Ryo's got some pipes, and these guys rip.
They're getting very, very popular as well. And this could be it again. Put them over the top. Yeah. I think it's happening.
Oh yeah. Next up, let's talk about Slaughter Prevail. We're going to Russia.
Whoa.
We got a new Slaughter Prevail song. It's going to be so heavy. I love it. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is the very interesting band, right? Like, there's this members of, like, they're Russian, but they're also Australian. This is the right band, right?
No, that's Galen.
Oh, okay.
Slaughter Prevail is Alex Terrible, who has that. He does, like, all the, like, super deathcore covers on YouTube. And he's just got that, like, almost demonic, super, super low
scream. Right, right, right. Yes, I'm remembering this now.
Just brutal.
Yes, no, this is going to be good. Yeah, this is just kind of a scary band.
Oh, hell.
Scary.
Like, if Slaughter Prevail didn't scare me when I listened to the new single for the first time, I would be disappointed. Yeah. Next up, we're going to talk about French bands. I got two of them. First up, Chunk No Captain Chunk. New single. Let's go.
Yeah. I feel like it was a little while since that last one. So what, do we have an album release date yet?
Yes. It's at the end of the month.
It's coming up. That's going to be a number one.
Yep. Got about 2 weeks.
That's
so yeah,
going to be number one.
Spoiler. That's number one. might even be number one for the month. Honestly,
we're not.
I love Chunk.
That. We're not. We're not. Doing
no, we never did.
Number. No, that's too many lists.
Too many. But I absolutely love Chunk. These guys are super cool. They say that this new single is probably one of the weirdest from the record. So I'm really excited to hear what they think is the weirdest song on the record.
Yeah.
Right? Are we going to be stepping away from the easycore vibes and going heavier? Because I know that they've been doing some recording with 8 strings and things like that. Are they going to be doing a much lighter song or something almost poppy, more electronic based? I don't know. I'm really excited. I love Chunk. They can do no wrong.
Okay.
Next up from France, we've got a new single from Novelist. Recently had a vocal change. I think this is the second single with their new singer. First one is called Terrorist. I forget what this one's called. Terrorist snaps a banger if you haven't checked that out yet. And this new single is going to be absolutely incredible too. If you're a fan of era, progressive metalcore bands like that, you're going to be right at home with Novelist if you aren't familiar with them.
I love to see France putting some metal and some heavy music on the map, finally.
Yeah.
We've been
stoked.
Waiting.
And then our last one, we're going to talk about it. Don't worry, everybody. I know you want to hear us talk about the new and last, before the album drops next week, Capstan single.
Yay!
Yay! This one features Saxl Rose. Yay!
Yeah. You see, that guy's on a lot of stuff.
He is, and he's very talented, which is why I have high hopes for this single. I haven't heard it yet. I know it's out some places. Stoked to hear.
Yeah, well, you know, I was on one of the songs, and I really... Yeah.
That song came out last week, Shane. You had your time.
Well, I'll touch on it briefly, but I really think Capstan is, they're putting together a really cool sophomore record. It's got a lot of different stuff on it. They weren't just trying to write this, you know, album I think everyone expected. They definitely did some stuff that's a little outside the box, and I couldn't be happier for the guys. I think the production is awesome on this record. I mean, the song I was on, I mean, they sent me the song and I heard that riff and I was like, oh yeah, I'm in. Like, I'm in just right away. And they're great, really great lyrics as well. They don't get, a lot of people don't talk about that. Really, really great lyrics and you know, what they're expressing is awesome too. So, really excited for the Capstan record and this will be interesting to see how a saxophone is going to play into this record.
Yeah, I'm almost hoping that this is kind of their slower song from the record because their last release, my favorite song is We'll Always Have Paris. And that's kind of the slower song in the record. And it's really kind of emotional. So I hope bringing in saxophone is kind of awakened something like that in the record. Who knows? Maybe it's super fast and there's a super fast saxophone solo and it's like, I don't know. I'm horrible at making saxophone noises because I'm not a saxophone. But who knows? We'll see what happens. I'm excited for the single. Let's listen.
If anybody doesn't like saxophone in this kind of music, you can blame Bill Murray because Bill Murray totally did it first.
Rivers and Nile did it first.
Well, more recently they did it first. Does that make sense? More recently, Bill Murray did it first, okay?
Rivers of Nile put out that album really recently. It's called Where Owls Know My Name. It was in 2018. It's like death metal with saxophone. It's incredible. Yeah, it's one of my favorite death metal records from the last 10 years. But yeah, saxophone belongs in metal. 100%. Cool instrument. Saxophone belongs everywhere. Like,
it is a banging. It's cool. It's got built-in distortion. Sounds great.
It does. Cool.
All right. Anything else? That's it. We did it.
That's the list.
Nice.
I will say, next instrument I want to hear in more metal, hurdy-gurdy.
Oh. Cool, I think Metallica used a hurdy-gurdy in something before.
They did.
Yeah.
It's also really popular in like Celtic metal and stuff like that, but I think it's got a nice sound that really brings some ambiance to some other things. Like, I think it fit really well as like a droning sound in deathcore.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Give it to
me. No, I'm all about different instruments. I was gonna say if it makes sense, but even if it doesn't make sense, who cares?
Yeah,
let's go.
I mean, sometimes there's fun in that.
Let's go. All right, well, that's our very great list of music. An awesome top five with some stuff you probably haven't heard of before, at least a couple bands, and so many honorable mentions. And I'm telling you, like, we touched on this a little bit before, but from pretty much from now till the end of the year, it is going to be action-packed with records coming out, especially with touring coming back, the stuff that people have delayed and waited on, not to mention all the music that's been written that's going to come out now. It's going to be fuck wild, as Mike likes to say.
Oh, I love to say that.
You do like to say that.
It's going
to
be a good time, though. I'm really excited. It's going to keep us busy. It's going to keep us kind of towing the line of trying to bring you new artists, as well as making sure that we talk about all of the artists that are kind of staples in our scene. I think it's going to get real interesting for a couple weeks. Some people might be like, wow, why is this band here? But I don't know. We thrive on that.
We thrive, and it's great. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Shane.